Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita police using cameras for public safety and traffic control. We've got the story.
An arrest has been made in an unfounded email thread against Pratt Schools. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A cold front is headed our way that will slide through south-central Kansas this afternoon. How much will that change our weather? Our forecast is coming up.
One person was injured after being struck by a vehicle in northeast Wichita Wednesday night in the 1900 block of North Spruce. A police spokesman says there was a disturbance between the pedestrian and the driver who was towing a vehicle when the pedestrian was struck. Police say the driver is cooperating with the investigation. No arrests have been made. The pedestrian was listed in critical but stable condition following the incident. The superintendent of Pratt School says a suspect has been arrested after the district received a threatening email.
The email was received Monday by several administrators and staff. The threat prompted the district to cancel classes on Tuesday. Police and staff searched the district buildings Tuesday and found that the district was safe and classes resumed on Wednesday. Superintendent Susan Patton said in a note to parents that Pratt Police told the district Wednesday that developments led to an arrest in the case, but no further details have been released. The case remains under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Since October 1st, Wichita police have been using cameras for public safety to raise awareness of police presence and to assist in traffic control. Sergeant Kelly O'Brien says currently they are only using the cams in two-hour periods and in different areas.
On the 18th of October, we did a two-hour assignment from 1 to 3 p.m. and 53 violations were witnessed and 50 citations were issued.
Sergeant O'Brien says the cameras are monitored by police officers who are on light work status in a room in City Hall. Currently, there are 97 cameras around Wichita. President Trump is in China, having talks with President Xi Jinping. After the two men spoke, Trump says they've agreed to work together to combat North Korea's nuclear ambitions. President Trump also calling on Russia and the rest of the international community to put pressure on the regime of Kim Jong-un to drop his nuclear ambitions.
Together we have in our power to finally liberate this region and the world from this very serious nuclear menace. But it will require collective action, collective strength, and collective devotion to winning the peace.
Vice President Mike Pence joined other Trump administration officials in a visit to Sutherland Springs, Texas.
The vice president reminding the crowd that Americans will always rise up in the face of adversity.
No act of violence will ever break our spirit or diminish the faith of the American people.
He also spoke of the power of faith.
Faith is now and always has been our source of strength and the summit of our national life.
And when the faithful return to church, it will be a special Sunday thanks to a proclamation by Governor Greg Abbott.
A day of prayer across the entire state of Texas as we unite as one state.
The two men who chased gunman Devin Kelly away received a standing ovation. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And we've got some letters of national letters of intent signed for Wichita State men's basketball. We'll talk about those that are coming to Wichita, coming up on sports.
A Florida couple is in trouble with the law for allegedly faking a crime. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning, November 9th. With gun control once again at the forefront of the conversation across the United States following the mass shooting of churchgoers in Texas, U.S. Senator Jerry Moran clarified his position on the issue in an interview with the Kansas Information Network.
I think we start with enforcing the law, making certain that the law as it currently is on the books is enforced. We saw this in Las Vegas, where by the use of a device, you can take a gun and turn it into a different kind of weapon that's already illegal. And so full enforcement of current law would be a place to start.
The Kansas Republican also says properly treating mental health issues should be an important part of combating mass shootings like the one Sunday. Former Democratic National Committee Chair Donna Brazile is producing some fractures in her party with her new memoir. Brazile put it in an appearance with Fox's Tucker Carlson.
Former DNC Chair Donna Brazile describing her book Hacks as a forensic examination of the failures of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. And she tells Fox's Tucker Carlson she got treated badly by Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook.
Condescending and dismissive, those are the words I characterize in the book.
She blamed a generational gap between her and Mook, saying she uses old school political techniques like knocking on doors while Mook does algorithms. Mook told CNN he doesn't recognize the campaign Brazile describes in her book. To that, Brazile says,
for those who are upset or not capable of stomaching my book, go write their own book.
In Washington, Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
A Florida couple in trouble with the law after police say they faked a crime.
Authorities in Florida say a couple staged a home invasion and shooting as part of an elaborate scheme to collect insurance money. 36-year-old Lindsay Pelton and 35-year-old Doug Texeda charged with providing false information. Police say they told them two men entered their home October 26th and shot Texeda in the leg and Pelton in the arm.
In the very beginning, it didn't seem right.
Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood, who says they smelled bleach and found dried blood in the home's garage. The couple has been released on bond. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And this morning, the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area. Seeing gasoline prices, a lot of them are still around $2.34 a gallon. I spotted better out there, $2.32 at Maple and West, $2.33 at Pawnee and Meridian. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing, my friend?
Well, we had some calls here yesterday afternoon. People were in a panic wanting to know what that big yellow thing was up there in the sky.
I know, this large orange orb.
It was an orb, yes.
It appeared, and people didn't know what to do with it, that there was an invasion.
Yeah.
No, look, I mean, yesterday we were 53 degrees, but with the sun out, the light winds, it felt warm and lovely. And we get to do it again today, I think. I hope.
We'll see a little bit. What do you mean?
I hope. You hope. In my forecast, that's the way things are working out. No, I think we'll see a little bit more high and mid-level cloud cover today. A cold front comes through. But for us in Wichita and south central Kansas, not much of an impact. We'll be into the mid-50s this afternoon. The sun stays out. The winds stay fairly light. I think it's going to be a real comfortable afternoon, very much like what we had yesterday. Oh, so, there you
go. Sounds pretty good to me. I did get out for a run yesterday.
How was it?
It was very, very pleasant.
You create your own breeze as you're racing down the streets of Riverside, I know.
That's kind of personal.
it depends on how much of a breeze you create.
Yes, and it is. It's highly personal.
Makes you stop and think for a moment, doesn't it?
No, it makes you stop and think. You should choose your words better.
Actually, those were the exact ones I was shooting.
Oh, really? You took that right off your teleprompter, did you?
I did. Who's running the prompter? That's a little more scary.
Well, you say there's a cold front coming in, and yet tomorrow's temperature is going to be the same high as today. So what kind of a cold? Well, a temporary
really
cold front.
It washes out.
Okay.
The northern part of the state gets probably about a 10-degree drop this afternoon. But by the time it gets here, the offset between the sun that we pick up, if it were not for the front, we would warm up into the low and mid-60s tomorrow.
Wow.
With the front, it's just going to keep us flat. So I think we'll stay in that mid-50-degree range tomorrow.
And when you talk about lower than mid-60s, you're talking about a normal high for this time of year.
Normal high would be, right around 60 degrees. So we're slightly below. Now, next week, my friend, we should start to get back into that seasonal range into the low and mid-60s. So we're going to struggle a little bit. You know, the weekend, it's part of the transition time. We have this milder, warmer air coming up, but it collides with the cold air we've got. And I think we'll have a lot more cloud cover over the weekend. So Veterans Day looks a little on the cloudy side. Might even get a little mist Saturday night into Sunday morning, first part of the day.
All right, Leon. Thank you. Appreciate your help there. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. As he said, yesterday's high 53, normal high 60. Right now, a clear sky, 30 degrees, still kind of cool out there, and calm. No wind this morning. 7:12 now with Steve and Ted in the morning. Workplace fears. Will Gen Z be hardest generation to manage? Let's talk about that this morning with workplace culture specialist Bobby Albert. Good morning, Bobby. Nice to have you with us.
Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
We talk about Generation Z. Exactly who are the people in Generation Z?
Well, they're the ones that were born between the mid-90s and the year 2000. And so they're the ones that are just now entering, the workforce. But, you know, today we live in a time where it's a brave new workplace. And what I'm talking about, you've got these boomers on one end and millennials on the other end. And the millennials are the ones that are growing very rapidly. And then you got these generational Zs that are just kind of inching into the workplace. And one of the things in this brave new workplace is the warp speed of change occurring due to technology. Mm. And one thing that the millennials bring into the workplace, and especially the Generation Zs, as they begin to come into the workplace, the Generation Z, their life is technology. So they bring into the workplace skills, competencies, ways of doing things, and different ideas of what can be done that can really help their employers if their employers will embrace them and engage them.
Yeah, the management's going to have to be open-minded about this stuff because I understand exactly what you're talking about. I'm a boomer, and I've got two grandsons now who are just starting to enter the workplace, and they're not bringing a lot of. They're both working in retail, so it's a little bit different. But I had a conversation with a young man here the other day who was going to do some weekend work here, and we had a conversation that I felt like we almost didn't speak the same language. But at the end of the day, you know what happened, Bobby? I said, you know, I'm the old guy. I got to take it literally. And he understood completely. He was right in there, a guy in his early 20s. So, you know, maybe they're going to compromise a little bit with us old-timers too. What do you think?
Well, I tell you, what's really going to – be needed in the workplace. You know, it's interesting that there's something in our culture. We want to put everybody in silos, regardless of generation or race or religion or what country you might have come from, you know, all those kind of things. And it's like there's something in our society that it's like I don't talk, I don't interact with people in those other silos. I'll just say I'm more comfortable in my own silo. But one thing this brave new workplace is that people are people. Regardless of what generation you come from, each employee are looking for some basic things out of their employer. In other words, do you care for me? Do I even belong here where I fit? Can I contribute toward the goals of this organization? Does this company stand for something? And do you even create a learning environment so I can do the best job I can do?
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like you're saying, let's just get back to the basics here. You sit down with your fellow employee or prospective employee, and you look them in the eye, and you just start talking to them. And if you're honest with each other, pretty soon you'll figure it out. What do you think?
Yeah, well, this is where everything rises and falls on leadership. So it takes the employer to inject leadership and engage all of the employees, have them all participate toward the decision-making process, whatever that may be required, and getting people to connect with each other, not just communicate to them. And when you do so, you'll find what I've seen, I saw it in my own company, and where I see in other companies, people thrive, and then the profits soar.
All right. Bobby, thank you for being with us. We appreciate your time and your expertise this morning. That is workplace culture specialist Bobby Albert. Workplace fears. Will Gen Z be hardest generation to manage? He says, not necessarily. Not necessarily. That was interesting. We do, by the way, we're talking about working today. I don't know why, but it's a working day. And we think you can find your next adventure possibly by checking out our virtual career fair.
Yes.
It's online at knssradio.com. Check it out. If you're looking for a job, that might be the place to find one. We were talking a little bit about job interviews this morning.
Yes.
And just trying to think about the last couple of job interviews I had. It was pretty well, I walked in the door and they were going to hire me.
Yes, that's exactly.
I knew these people. In fact, it was this job, okay? And I had worked a little bit for KNSS back in the late 90s doing some part-time. And when this position came open, Tim Link, who was the manager, and Jack Oliver, who was an FM program director, they called me up, said, hey, we want you to come to work for us. And so there wasn't much of an interview there except, okay, I'll be there. When do you want me? I think at some point, if you've been around a while and you know the people you're applying with, you don't have to go to jumping through too many hoops. But anyway, if you've gone to a job interview, my advice is ask a lot of questions. Dress up as much as you can. Don't go in there looking like a slob. And look them right in the eye. You should be okay. And again, if you are looking for a career move, you might want to check it out, the Virtual Career Fair. It's online now at knssradio.com. All right, 7:18 now with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and Jad Chambers is on the sports desk today. And I thought earlier that hey, there's no sports going on, but Jad did a little digging and found out that, hey, there is some good sports news coming out of Wichita State in the basketball program, right, Ted?
That's right. Yesterday was the first full day of the fall signing period for the NCAA. And Wichita State men's basketball coach Greg Marshall got national letters of intent from six players, which is good because there are six outgoing seniors for the 2018-2019 season. So let's just take a look at some of these guys. Colombian Jamie Echenique, he's 6'11". He'll be a community college transfer from Trinity Valley, Texas. So right now he's playing basketball in Texas.
Okay.
But he'll be showing up, so we'll see what he looks like when he gets into a Shocker uniform. 6'7", Chance Moore from Louisville, Kentucky. Moore had been recruited by WSU, Butler, Dayton, and Virginia Tech. So he chose Wichita State. Isaiah Poor Bear Chandler, 6'9", Omaha, Nebraska. Now, he enrolled at Wichita State over the summer. He practiced with the team. He's going to spend 2017-2018 at Sunrise Christian Academy, kind of a prep sort of thing there. 6'4", Eric Stevenson out of Timberline High School in Lacey, Washington, chose Wichita State back in June over offers from LSU, Utah, Washington, and Washington State. Morris Udizzi, a 6'8", Houston native. He is attending a prep school this year in Orlando. Visited WSU back in June. He committed in late September over Ohio State, Butler, LSU, and TCU. And Memphis East High School senior guard Alex Lomax made that announcement over Twitter last night, choosing the Shockers, a highly wanted recruit. He chose the Shockers over Memphis, Florida, Mississippi, and Vanderbilt. Some big schools there wanting Alex
really
Lomax. Pretty good recruit there. The fall signing period continues through November 15th. And one last quick note here. Kansas City Royals announced yesterday manager Ned Yost broke his pelvis over the weekend while working on his property in Georgia. 62-year-old was reported to be resting at a hospital near Atlanta, and he is expected to make a full recovery. Sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
All right, 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Businessman shuts down rather than deal with a union. That's coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And now, a minute with Mitch. Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's time for a...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.